Good gal, sit.
Jeff Jones and his daughters drive a feed cart down the hill from their house to feed their foraging cattle.
Drive them away there, McKinley. They'll come back here. Sit. Come on. Sit, gal.
About a dozen cows saunter out from a shady grove to greet the buckets of grain. But Jones, a fourth-generation farmer, is worried about new neighbors. An industrial hog farm is slated to move in less than half a mile away. The 20-acre lot in rural Callaway County, Missouri, would pack in more than 10,000 hogs. Jones says he's concerned how it will affect the health of his livestock and family.
Much of the fertilizer will be spread on the land, which will be uphill from us. So, you know, in large rains, there's going to be, you know, concerns about that coming down here and being in the water and the creek and the ditches and things like that.
It's a common story. Industrial ag and neighbors don't always mix. But Jones is worried that he won't be able to hold the hog operation accountable for problems. That's if Missouri voters approve an amendment to the state constitution. It's being called a right to farm amendment, and it could serve as a model for constitutional additions in other farm-heavy states. As proposed, it says in part, the right of farmers and ranchers to engage in farming and ranching practices shall forever be guaranteed in the state. The measure essentially attempts to protect farmers and ranchers from any new laws that would change or outlaw practices that they currently use.
Practices that are proven, that are safe, that are good for consumers, good for farmers, and good for the environment.
Blake Hurst, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, says his organization supports the amendment. He wants to stay one step ahead of the groups that use regulation to change the way farmers do business. Some Midwest farmers say they feel under attack from animal welfare groups and environmental organizations. They're worried about their livelihood.
So this amendment is a way for us to sort of push back a little bit.
The amendment has become a hot-button issue. On one side, commodity groups like the Missouri Cattlemen's Association and the Poultry Federation. On the other, animal rights groups like the Humane Society and some small farmers. One of the issues is vague language. If the amendment is approved, it will likely lead to interpretation disputes down the road. Here's University of Missouri law professor Erin Morrow-Holly.
It talks about farming and ranching practices. So that's a rather general term. It will be left much to the courts to decide what that encompasses.
Now, if the amendment passes, farms will still have to abide by existing laws and environmental regulations. But critics say it would make the state friendlier to industrial farms with deep pockets.
Those out here in the country, we're just going to get screwed with this patent.
That's Joe Maxwell, former lieutenant governor of Missouri and head of a group opposing the amendment. He says the law could result in more power for big farmers and companies and allow them to fund changes in local laws.
If this passes, those safeguards will be under attack by those that want to build large CAFOs in rural Missouri.
Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst maintains that the amendment is meant to protect all of the state's farmers, and the opposition may be much ado about nothing. 2 years ago, North Dakota passed a similar right-to-farm amendment. North Dakota State University law professor David Sikowski says he hasn't seen any resulting court cases.
Maybe sometime in the next decades, there will be some technology that even producers are going to say, hey, wait, we really aren't sure if we want that within our industry. And at that point, this language will be tested.
Back at the farm, Jeff Jones is also looking to the future.
It is going to put even more pressure on the traditional family farms.
Ultimately, in states where agriculture is a large chunk of the economy, voters will look at what needs protection. Missouri will decide on the August 5th ballot. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.